News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The Rape Crisis Network today is calling for a national policy on sexual harassment in secondary schools, and their executive director, Dr. Cliona Sadlier, joins us now in News Talk Breakfast. Cliona, can you first of all outline for us how big of an issue is sexual harassment in secondary schools? Because I think most people are horrified at the thought of it.
Absolutely. I think it's a very significant issue, but I think we don't actually know. We don't have the numbers on it. And that's part of the problem. We're not counting it, and we're not looking at it properly. That's what the Ombudsman for Children went and talked to the Oireachtas Committee yesterday, and he talked about the lack of data there is out there. So he has dealt with 400 complaints that have come to his office since 2018, and a lot of them are concerning that's bullying complaints. A lot of them are concerning sexual assault and sexual harassment. We first started paying attention when there was a book on gender equality in schools, and it tripped across sexual harassment and indeed sexual assault, and it noted it but didn't go any further. And we said, oh, well, hang on a minute, there must be data on this. The Department of Education must collect data, and of course they don't. So we've been looking at that. In terms of our own data, what we then looked at was, well, what are child survivors telling us in rape crisis centres about sexual violence? And what we found was 37% of the child survivors coming to rape crisis centres had been abused by another child around about the same age. Now, we would suspect that a very significant amount of that is happening within the school's environment, one way or the other, because that's obviously where a huge amount of time is spent for children.
And therefore, you're calling for this policy, and it seems entirely reasonable. Is it likely it's going to happen, though? I mean, we've heard of this kind of thing before, people calling for these types of policies.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are challenges here, but we do have a template already. We have the action plan on bullying since 2014, I think it is, 2013. And, you know, so that is a whole of school response to bullying. The problem with the action plan for bullying, although it's a template for us, it dropped the ball on sexual harassment. It did not deal with sexual harassment and sexual violence. It had a look at and went, well, is sexualized bullying part of the bullying spectrum? Can we deal with it as part of the bullying spectrum? And they really just walked away from that. So we don't at this stage have a response to sexual harassment and violence. I suppose the distinction here is one of the challenges is that the response you get is that actually we're working on, and there is work happening right now on the curriculum. So what happens on the curriculum is a very important part, and it is what the Oireachtas Committee heard a lot about yesterday. But what is also important and equally important is that we have a policy that's outside of the classroom setting.
Cliona, I have to ask you, and it's a slight curveball for you, but I have to ask you this question because we've been talking about this in News Talk Breakfast over the last number of weeks. This new policy for gender-neutral unisex bathrooms in schools that has been brought in. It is my understanding that the Rape Crisis Centre has said that teenage girls are particularly vulnerable. It is more happening to teenage girls than anybody else as a group. Teenage girls are particularly vulnerable to sexual harassment. We are now, and sexual harassment, I presume, goes on in covert spaces, in unobserved spaces, in private spaces within schools where maybe you're less likely to have a teacher or a staff member there to see it and stop it. Unisex bathrooms, is there not a question that this is whilst well-intended, and I understand the intention behind it, is a bad idea when it makes an already vulnerable group of people, teenage girls, more vulnerable?
What I would say about that is that, you know, maybe some of what we're seeing there is the lack of attention that we have paid to sexual harassment in schools. So if the Department of Education and schools aren't paying attention to it, aren't counting it, aren't noting the sexual harassment that is happening in the school and in the school corridors, never mind the bathrooms, then it can't factor that into a decision and a consultation around the bathrooms, the unisex bathrooms. So I think possibly, you know, if we're going to consult on something, if we're going to make a decision on something, we have to understand its value. And if we haven't understood the misogyny and the violence and the threats that exist for girls in particular, but also gender non-conforming children who are neurodivergent and other, if you like, differences that make them stand out. Those, if we haven't noted them and if we haven't counted them, we don't know the value of that space for those children. So I would say the consultation possibly did not fully understand what it was consulting upon.
Okay, interesting. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is the Executive Director of the Rape Crisis Network, Dr. Cliona Sadleir.